Okay, so what we've been giving is a switch. We're going to build a switch where it's rotating in a circle, and there's little electrical conductors on the switch to tell, so when it hits, to tell the thing when to start, when to stop. Okay, what would be the advantage of this? This would be good for a tape looper machine, which is going to make loops, and it's going to need to stop and go, but it's going to have to extend a little bit past, so it's going to move a distance. It's going to move one revolution plus X. And this revolution, in a git, maybe a simple maneuver for your hands, but it's a machine, it's a whole complicated process. It's more complicated movement. And we're not using an electrical switch here. We're not messing around with circuits. It's not going to have a computer chip or anything. And we're going to see that the answer is simple. It's when you take this circle, it's simple. If you were looking to do it from the front, you'd have to move. Keep on. It's going to rotate, but if you moved the thing, it wouldn't rotate a complete way around again. So that's why the answer to the problem is to put one of the revolving conductors on the back of the gear. This is three-dimensional. We can do this. And as I explained the problem, we were allowed to do anything mechanical to this, which you could. And it seems like a little trick, but it takes some thought to find it. But you put the conductor on the other side of the circle and have it be able to rotate a distance X backwards from its end position when the machine cuts. You have it move in a direction distance X backwards. Now, that's not too hard of a mechanical thing to do. You can have like a little circular thing with a joint in it, having conductors in a line, conductors in a straight line connecting one conductor to the other. It's complicated, but I'm going to have to show it in the drawings. But now we have this tape looper machine, and it's possible to run it. The switch is independent of how large of tape loop you make. So you can make a large loop and still have it adjustable for sizes. The only thing that will differ is the speed at which your tape loopers, bigger gears, are going to move faster because they're covering more distance in less time. It's circle motion in basic physics. So this is problem has an application. This switch is part of a simple tape looper machine, but we had to, this is the most complex part of the machine. We had to do this in order to design the system around the switch because of how complicated the movement was. And as you look at the notes, you will see.